Thank you for calling the Deborah Povera Help Team. This is Emmanuel on a recorded call. Hello.
Hi, Emmanuel. I have a new claimant on the line, Ashley Brown.
Awesome. I'm ready to help. Hi, Ashley.
Thanks.
Hello.
Hi, Emmanuel here on a recorded line. Can you hear me okay?
I can.
Awesome. I understand you're looking to see if you're eligible to participate in the settlement. Is that correct?
Correct.
Sure. And just to confirm here, you haven't started a claim with any other firm, you haven't signed anything physically or electronically, and you'd be able to attest to that. Is that right?
I have not done anything, correct.
Okay. Now, would you be filing on behalf of yourself or on behalf of a family member? Who was the one diagnosed with meningioma?
This is for myself.
And you were diagnosed with meningioma after taking Deborah Povera for at least a year? Is that correct? Hello, Ashley?
Oh, sorry, correct.
Oh, okay, thank you for confirming, and sorry to hear that. And then, what state are you in?
I'm in New York.
Oh, I imagine it's chilly there right now.
Yes, the weather kind of doesn't know what it wants to do yet.
Oh. And so you're a U.S. resident living in the state of New York, right?
Correct.
Okay. And then roughly around what date were you diagnosed?
September 8th of 2020.
Okay. So September 8th of 2020. And then just to reconfirm here, this was the brand name Deborah Povera, not the generic that you took for at least 1 year and four injections before you were diagnosed. Is that right?
Correct.
Okay. And then when did you start taking the Depo?
July of 2017.
July of 2017. And then did you stop around the time you were diagnosed in September?
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
Let me plug that in. And then for the recording, will you confirm your gender, please?
I am female.
And then I have you as Ashley and then Brown.
Ashley, that's
Brown.
Correct.
Okay. And then what would be your current cell? Phone number?
A phone number?
Mm-hmm.
585-944-9792.
Perfect. And then what is your current email address?
It's my first name, ashley_842@msnmary.com.
Perfect. And then the current mailing address?
3 Canton, Canton Street, Rochester, New York, 14606.
All righty. And that's in Monroe County, right?
Correct.
Okay. Now, when you were diagnosed, at what hospital or medical facility or medical center was this at?
Unity Hospital.
All right, let me look it up. Okay, it comes up as RRH Unity on Long Pond Road.
Correct.
Is that the one? Okay.
Yes.
Now, what was your doctor's name?
Patrick Reed.
Okay, PATRICKREED, Patrick Reed?
EID.
I'm sorry, REID. Perfect, thank you for verifying that. And then, was he also the one that treated you?
Yes, he was the neurosurgeon.
Okay, perfect. Let me plug that in here. And then 1 second while I copy and paste on these fields. And now when you were taking the Depo, what clinic or medical center was that done at? Or were they prescribing it and you picked it up and injected yourself?
It was done at Lifetime Health Medical Group.
Okay, perfect. I see that here. And then I see their address here. So let me plug that in. And then what was the name of the doctor that was prescribing or giving you the shot?
Kate Grant.
PETEGRANT, Pete Grant?
Correct.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. Let me just put that in the notes. Perfect. And then just to confirm, you didn't have any cancer diagnosis of any sort prior to being diagnosed with meningioma, is that right?
I did not.
Okay. Now, will either yourself or the medical center or the doctors have copies of the medical records?
Yes.
Okay. And then we're just about done. A couple more sections here. This one just asks if you would like to put an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue the case for your loved ones. Would you like to put an emergency contact or not really?
No, not at the moment.
Okay. And then this next one asks just if you know anyone else that took the depot that ended up with meningioma or not really?
I do not.
Okay. And then the last portion is just for the HIPAA medical compliance section. What is your date of birth?
5/19/91.
And then the social?
10678-9631.
Okay, and then I'm going to send you out an automated text message and email from DocuSign for an e-signature. I won't be able to see what's on the screen, so if you're not sure what to tap, just read out what you see, and then I'll do my best to try and guide you on where to click next. The system is just glancing this over, making sure I didn't miss any of the fields, and then you should get a notification here any moment in just a few moments here.
Okay.
All right. I do see it was sent on my side. So if you don't receive it, let me know and I'll try to resend that.
Okay. I do have it. Okay, I just sent it back.
Oh, wow, that was completed very quickly. Okay, so you're set for now. In about a week or so, depending on their workload and obviously holidays coming up here, the firm should call you directly. They're going to double check the information that was sent over. Make sure there's no spelling errors or anything like that. So even though their call will be shorter, I mean, they're just going to call, introduce themselves, and double check everything. They won't confirm the file till it's double checked to check for accuracy. But other than that, you're all set for now. And I know it's going to get cold there, so try and stay warm, okay? Thank you, Ashley.
I appreciate it. Have a good holiday.
Bye. Bye.